You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
You're listening to Carousel Radio.
Broadcasting a creative voice of people with a learning disability.
Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
This is Carousel Radio with Fran, Claire and Dabot.
We've got poems and stories from Yaz, Eleanor Ree, Johnny Schachter and Ruby Dine. And we've got another episode of Fran Ventures.
Welcome to the show.
Carousel Radio.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
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 You might have adventures,
but Fran has
Fran Ventures. Random themes that happened to me this week. I went to see the girl band The Spice Girls, and Posh Spice pulled someone up onto the stage, and it was me. I sang "Wannabe" with them. If you wanna be my lover, I was a really good singer. The next morning, I went for a long walk to the park to get some fresh air. I saw a cockatoo and a peacock. A band were playing "Wannabe" on the ukulele. I walked around the park 5 times and came back. I was cream crackered. When I got home from the park, I was hungry and there was no food, so I ate a cat biscuit. It tasted gorgeous. My cat didn't seem impressed. Fran Ventures. Random themes that happened to me this week.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
I'm Yessie, Zella Seed, Stroke MC, Silver Cat. This is called Billboard Queen. She was a billboard queen, modelled on fashion magazines. A luminous billboard she glimpsed out of suburban windows. She'd see the flash pan billboard lights. Seemed a brilliant dream, know what I mean? Aim to be popular mainstream, make the most of what she got. When puberty swept the school in acne and hormone palavers, she watched the others bloom. She masked up with her makeup, learned the art of disguise. Later creative, never the same person twice. In no tale of tragedy, she took stock, tried ultra-feminism, new age, retro-electro-synthwave, construct a mosaic out of shards of self. Life is what it is for the billboard queen. Diamond molten lead, this little missus. She kept her love of billboards, glamour, not fame or celebrity. She was conniving just to be herself. Life could dazzle, not what it was, and what it is, and what it could be. She was a billboard queen. It's about growing up when you're like quite an ordinary person and you have these magazines, I suppose, like Jackie and Vogue and all that. And you sort of drew, glamour. It was, I think in the 80s as well, it was really like that, glamour and if you're a woman and, less so today. I don't know if people will get what I mean. Probably people of a certain age group might, But it's trying to be positive about the whole makeup and glamour thing as well. Yeah, I'm not saying it's tragedy, it's just like how she felt about herself. That's how she started and she had a positive outlook.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
This is
news.
On Monday the 9th of March, the Rock House returned to Green Door Store in Brighton.
The Rock House is an integrated gig in Brighton for musicians with and without a learning disability.
Each Rock House is 2.5 hours and features 4 or 5 bands.
In March, the bands are
The Rock House Band,
The Transit Visitors,
Lost Asylum with Ryan O'Donovan from Beat Express and Zombie Crash,
Two Decks Band and The Rebs.
The night runs from 7 p.m. until 9:30 p.m. and it's £3 on the door. The Green Door store can be found underneath the train station.
Come on down to the Rock House on Monday 9th of March.
News!
Congratulations to Oscar Bright Film Festivals. Lizzie Banks, who has won BAFTAs for the Love of Film Competition 2020. Now in its second year, For the Love of Film Competition is a nationwide search for people whose passion for film makes them legendary in their communities. So we have Lizzie here to tell us all about it.
So Oscar Bright Film Festival is the world's biggest learning disability film festival. So we feature films made by or featuring people with learning disabilities, autism or Asperger's. And the films come from all over the world. It's a four-day festival in Brighton. And at our last festival, we had over 2,000 submissions. The award is about looking for people that are working with film and communities in an important and maybe unrecognised way. So they said that Oscar Bright really stood out because no one else is doing the kind of work that Oscar Bright is doing, and that, you know, film is obviously really important to them, and they are really interested in making the film industry more diverse. So that's why they liked Oscar Bright.
Where is the Savoy Hotel?
It's on the Strand in London, and I'd never been before, and it's very fancy. So we got there, and I was whisked away to the Style Suites, which was quite a strange experience. Lots of ladies wanted to rub my face with different fancy products and to give me big hair. But it was all on the floor of the hotel, so it was all very strange. And there were just lots of rooms of people being preened and zhuzhed up everywhere you looked. It was like nothing I've ever experienced.
What would you rate your stay?
At the Savoy, it was very fancy. I would give it 5 out of 5. The least glamorous thing was we had to change rooms at 1 a.m. because of some drilling that was happening that they forgot to tell us about.
How did you get to the awards?
They picked us up in a car, and a nice man called Colin drove us across London to the Royal Albert Hall, and he'd been driving people for BAFTA for 15 years. So he had loads of great stories about people that he'd had in his car and what he'd had to do for them, like park round the corner while they had a cheeky cigarette or go and pick up booze for them. But I can't say who those people were.
So can you tell us about the evening?
We got out the car and then we were on the red carpet, which was very strange. It's very bright and it's freezing cold because you have to wear fancy clothes. You can't go in your anorak and a bobble hat. You have to be there in your posh outfit. So we walked along there and I saw Emilia Clarke and Sam Mendes and some other famous people, I guess. And I got interviewed by Edith Bowman, which was very scary, but she was very nice. And then we went inside and they said there was a champagne reception, but we couldn't find it. I was a bit miffed about that. But on my quest for finding alcohol, yeah, this man walked past me and I thought, gosh, he's really handsome. And then I realised it was Joaquin Phoenix. And so I chased him down the corridor and he disappeared. And like in a puff of handsome smoke, he was gone.
What's the Albert Hall like in the inside?
It's massive. It's very, very big. And we were sitting right at the top, so you could see everything.
Any other plans for the future?
What can we win next? What should we try and win? An Oscar?
Yeah.
An Emmy?
An Oscar for Oscar.
An
Bright.
Oscar for Oscar. So this year we'll be touring the films from the festival. Yeah. We'll be partnering with other film festivals around the UK, like Encounters and London Short Film Festival. So we'll be looking to share all these amazing stories further.
Thank you for having you with our radio show.
Thank you for having me, Davit.
Congratulations to Lizzie and the Oscar Bright team.
Carousel Radio.
The Gate is an arts project for adults with learning disability in Shepherd's Bush, London. This song is from a new compilation album called The Gate Presents Gate Custard. This is Jackassy. Taken from the compilation album The Gate Presents Gate Custard. You can buy the album on bandcamp.com.
My name is Ruby Dine. I am a poet and an artist.
Ruby writes poems about
my family and my dog for a long time. I will do it every Thursday. My poem is about my dog, Ralph. When I call his name, his ears picked up, his legs are grey, a black splat. With a bit of ginger spice, he's a Slooky, a family dog, gentle with children. Ralph is a pencil thin, hollow-cheeked, like matchstick. After a muddy walk, he is foul-smelling, rank evil-smelling, is puckeracious. He wash him in the bath, the stinky dolly. It's a bit chittery, and doubtful about water. He feels afraid. Afterwards, his mouth fresh and baby ripe. Ram runs at high speed, spanking like a wild wind. He's like a lucky dog. He's rescued. And now he's a family. Ram is sensible, a nice looking dog. He's a principal and dashy dog. Ram is blessed with good luck. Born under lucky star, heaven sent. I will sing a song by Cat Stevens. Love my dog.
I love my dog as much as I love you.
I love stroking him. It's my favorite part of the day.
All he asks from me is the food to give him strength. All he ever needs is love, and that he knows he'll get. So I love my dog as much as I love you.
In February, Ruby Dunn had an exhibition of pictures and poems at Jubilee Library in Brighton. This included a
painting of my dog, Ralph, and Whitney Houston, and me as well.
This is Ray, who works on poetry with Ruby.
At Ruby's exhibition, we had a comments book where people could write down what they thought of the exhibition, and overwhelmingly the comments were amazing and positive. So we've got a few here that Ruby would like to read out to you.
Ruby, your words and pictures move me and make me feel proud. You are a brilliant woman, a force to be reckoned with. I'm excited for what your future holds, by Frey Norwood. Dearest Ruby, I'm so proud today seeing a wonderful poem that I knew someone as a little bit famous, as beautiful as you, keep writing by Bikita. That's for Grandma. Ruby Dine, you are inspiration at all. You are incredible. Keep doing things, stay fabulous.
Here's Ruby and Ray talking about their plans for the future.
You've got a book of poems, haven't you?
Yeah.
So maybe in the future, do you think you might do another book of poems?
Some yeah.
More ones.
To see more of Ruby's poems.
And pictures as well. Follow me on Instagram at Poetry and Art by Ruby. I got a blog where you can read my poems.
And it's www.poetrybyruby.com.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Heya, this is Eleanor Ree, the orange gal, awesome accidentally. Here's me poetry. This poem is called Tagged. This is about people's names and being labelled. As someone spots me in the street, they call me, I speak. How are you? Why? You seem meek. I'm labelled in class. The kids use the label as ammunition. All right, class. Why are you so mean to me? For my name was not my choice. A tag, a label, was used on me by my family to keep me under lock and key in my own, no, their own way. I'm never free, but that's depressing. I love my name, the sounds, the nature of it, although they are only my interpretation, you see. I love it. Why not? Use it, embrace it, make it your own. A label, go on. You can get away with a nickname. Years go by, speak now, or forever hold your peace. Funny cats, or my rats, that's so, they are tame and therefore named. Peanut, and the rat, maybe Sam Ronald Weasley, the rat. Simple as that. They stand at the doormat on their little claws and meow, and whatever rats do, yawn. Labelled as a comedy object, they are really pets, loved, unaware of their status. Equally, they may not care. Rats are rats and cats are, well, cats. Humans are more fussy. They are pondered and wandered. Their names are assigned to them. That an eel may surf the skies among the stars only to land on the moon. Or a nick to land on a pink moon. Or equally, really, they could own a cat called Peanut and a rat called Sam Ronald Weasley and couldn't care less about science than that. A name only tags you, as useful a name is, to realise, that. The name of this poem is called Tagged. It's meant to be a sort of ironic or contradictory name. Tagged is usually the name for someone who's been tagged to go to prison or like on probation. And I thought it would be funny to name it that, because if you name anything, like a book, a person, anything, then you would say their names. But tagged has the same sort of meaning, but it's got general stereotypical meaning in society. And I thought this would be interesting to intrigue someone to read the poem and change their perception. I think names are good and they're labels, but labels are not always good. And I feel like that's a thing in society to not use labels, but names are interesting and good, and people have different opinions on different names and things they associate with different names. So this was all about that, really. About my name, I like my name Eleanor. When I was younger, I used to refer to myself as Ellie and actually got people to call me Ellie, and if they didn't, I wouldn't answer to them. But I've grown to like my name more and more as I've grown up, and I feel like it's a interesting name that is not quite as conformist as some other names, but equally it's not that out there, so I feel that refers to my personality as well. So in a way, you can see your name as a sign for what your personality is or is going to be.
Carousel Radio!
And now we've got a story by Johnny Schechter.
David L. has written a book. It is on the bestseller list. It's simply called How to Deal with That No Good SOB, Johnny Schechter. Here are the contents. Contents. Chapter 1, Introduction by Alice G. Number 2, Preface by Alice G. 3, I Don't Like Being Criticized by David L. 4. I Don't Like Being Insulted by David L. 5. How to Use As Little Physical Force as Possible by David L. 6. How to Throw Johnny Schechter Around the Room by David L. 7. Conclusion. 8. Appendixes. A. Verb Tables. 1. Verb Conjugation for Get Lost. 2. Verb conjugation for go away. 3. Verb conjugation for shut up. Irregular verbs omitted from this book since they are too offensive. B. Chronology of hysterical events. C. Bibliography. 1. How to deal with one's own emotional upset by Ben G. 2. Johnny Schechter Can Be Dealt With by Sarah H. 3. A Guide to Obsessive Compulsive Behavior, Article C, I Need a Haircut by Stevie H. The end. The main theme of this story is totally farcical. It's about how annoying and awkward like I can be, and I do deliberately to make David L. feel I'm making life difficult for him.
That's the end of the show.
Thanks to Yaz, Ellery, Johnny Schechter and Ruby Dine for their poems and stories. And thanks to Jackie C for the music.
Thank you to Kat Levy for Fran Ventures, the music. Thank you to Carousel House Band. And also, thank you to Lizzie.
We'll be back with the new show next month.